Page 11, Unit 1, Lessons 7 and 8. What you should know about fires. Part 1. There is a huge picture of a building and there is fire coming from the first floor. People watching and one pointing. And some cars are in the street and some people running. Page 12. Unit 1, Lessons 7 and 8, Letter A. What should you do before you begin reading? Before you begin reading a new passage, always take a minute or two to look at it. Do not try to understand everything yet. Just look at the title, the pictures, and the way it is arranged. Try to get a general idea about its subject. Now look at the passage that begins on page 17. Do not try to read it yet. Just answer the following questions in class with your teacher. We've got 5 questions here from 1 to 5. Number 1. What is the title of the passage? 2. On what page does the passage end? 3. There are 3 main sections in the passage. What are the titles of each section? Which titles have new words in them? Do not try to understand the new words yet. Number 4. One section is divided into 2 parts. What are the titles of these 2 parts? Do they have any new words? Do not try to understand the new words yet. Number 6. The pictures with the passage will also help you. Look at page 30. What do the pictures there tell you in general about the passage? What about pages 31 and 32? Now go to B on the next page and use it to help you to continue studying the pictures. Page 13. Unit 1, Lessons 7 and 8. Letter B. How else can pictures help you? You have seen that some of the words in the titles are new. What do you do when you see a new word? Do you immediately ask your teacher what it means? Do you look for it in a dictionary? These things take time, and your teacher will not always be with you when you are reading. There are sometimes faster and simpler ways to find out the meaning of a word. One way is to look at the pictures. Look at the title, Smoke Detectors and Home Fire Drills, from page 31. Then look at the pictures below it. Now choose the correct answer to these questions. Number 1. A smoke detector is A. A practice for what to do in a fire. B. An instrument which knows when there is a fire. Or C. A kind of fire extinguisher. Number 2. A fire drill is A. A practice for what to do in a fire. B. An instrument which knows when there is a fire. C. A kind of fire extinguisher. Page 14, Unit 1, Lessons 7 and 8. When you see a new word, always look at the pictures near it. Something in the picture may help you understand it. Look at page 30 in the passage. There are 5 paragraphs below the title. Here are some of the main causes of fires in the home. Each paragraph has a short title in italics. Each title has words which you do not know. Look at those short titles in italics and at the pictures next to them. Now look at the words and pictures below, each word under the correct picture. Write each word under the correct picture. الكلمات اللي في المربع. Cigarette lighters. Cigarettes. Appliances. Electrical cables. Worn out electrical cables. Plugs. Outlets. Cylinders. And we have pictures here of a variety of things, mainly worn out electrical cables and lighters and cables and so on and so forth. Unit 1, Lesson 7 and 8, page 15. Let us see. What can you do when you see a new word? Kentucky. What does it mean? What do you do when you see a new word like Kentucky in a reading passage and there is no picture to help you? Do you immediately ask your teacher what it means? Do you look for it in the dictionary? We know that these things take time and your teacher will not always be with you when you are reading. There are sometimes other faster and simpler ways to know the meaning of a word. Look at the word Kentucky again. What is special about it? That is right. It begins with a capital letter. Now, what do you know about Kentucky? So Kentucky is a name. What kind of name? Is it the name of a person or a place? Now, read the other words that are around the word Kentucky. Do they help you? Do you know what Kentucky means now? Kentucky is the name of a. When you see a new word, always look at it carefully. Something in it may help you understand it. Also look at the other words around it. They may tell you what it means. Page 16, Unit 1, Lessons 7 and 8, Letter D. Can you guess what these new words mean? Look at the two words listed below. Find each of them in the passage on page 17. The line numbers are given here. Read the other words that are around these words in the passage. They may help you guess the meaning. Then copy each word under the correct picture. Line 3, crippled. Line 9, headlines. Here are two pictures. Number 1 is with a man whose leg is chopped off. He has no leg, he lost his leg, even over the knee, and he's using a staff. And the second one is for a newspaper and some titles on it. Letter E. Some new words are like others which you already know. Look at the two words listed below. Find each of them in the passage on page 17. The line numbers are given here. Can you remember another English word like each of these? Write the word you remember next to each word below. Line 11, unnecessary. Line 13, carelessness. What do you think the new words mean? Discuss them with your classmates and your teacher. Page 17. Unit 1, Lessons 7 and 8. What you should know about fires. Introduction. Each year, approximately 7,000 people in the United States are killed in fires. In addition, fires injure about 200,000 Americans. Some of these are burned so badly that they are crippled for the rest of their lives. If you read the newspaper or watch the television, you will learn about some of the biggest fires. For example, a fire in a restaurant in Kentucky was a big news story in 1977 because it killed 167 persons. A fire in a hotel in Las Vegas in 1980, which killed 84 people, also made the news headlines. However, such big fires are rare. Most of the 7,000 deaths happen in small house fires that never appear in the world news. Almost all deaths from fires are unnecessary. There are around 2.5 million fires in the United States every year. A small number are started by lightning, but almost all the others are caused by carelessness. Approximately 75,000 fires every year are caused by children playing with matches. Usually, the children do not intend to start a fire. However, many of the fires which they start burn down buildings and kill people. Adults who are careless with cigarettes also start around 75,000 fires a year. There are many other causes of fires in addition to matches and cigarettes. Worn out electrical cables and careless cooking are two other main causes. Of course, some fires are not accidental. People sometimes start them on purpose. However, this is rare.